This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Repeatedly throughout this campaign, I will not raise taxes on anyone making $250,000 or less.
We are going to cut taxes massively. We're going to cut business taxes massively. They're going to start hiring people. We're going to bring the $2.5 trillion that's offshore back into the country. We are going to start the engine rolling again because right now our country is dying at 1% GDP.
All right, that's a little slice of the last debate between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Wow, we're less than 3 weeks, until we elect a new president that will occupy 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. What's really coming out, however, and we'll let you hear this later as we move along, out of the debate is a couple of quick quotes, and we're going to go to Ellen Ratner in a second, where she was there, where Donald Trump said that Clinton said to Clinton, such a nasty woman, such a nasty woman. And there were a couple of those defining moments. Ellen, you were there. Wow. What an experience, huh, in this last one?
Yes, it certainly is. Actually, I'm still here. I'm in the spin room right now as things are happening. So they're still spinning, even after the debate like this. But, you know, it's interesting because Donna Brazile said that she felt, she didn't use these words exactly, I'm having a senior moment, but basically that some of the emails had been tampered with or altered. And then when asked for evidence of that, she couldn't come up with any. I thought that was very interesting.
Boy, no kidding. You heard me mention at the top that one of the things that Trump now he keeps getting pulled out and tweeted, the whole idea that he muttered such a nasty woman. So it seemed as though he did fine in the beginning of the debate, and then he just became unraveled and took the bait. Was it? Did you see it that way?
I was here with all the press. We were all watching it. I felt like each side got in their sort of points in a nasty way, but I thought Chris Wallace did a very good job.
So I'm not
sure. I totally agree with, you know, what you're saying. It was much more mixed and nuanced, I thought, tonight.
Yeah, so you're saying it wasn't all just Trump with a few quick clips or quips, rather. There was more to it than that. I agree with you on Chris Wallace. I think across the board he's getting high marks.
Very high marks, and that's been very, very interesting. The other thing that I think is really interesting is that they asked Donald Trump if he would accept the results of this election, but they didn't ask Hillary Clinton that.
I know. I thought that was interesting, too. And, of course, you heard what his answer was, and there's a lot being pumped out about that as well. I was just looking at something from Dick Morris who said, you know what, whoever's going to win this election, it's not going to be because they refuse to accept election results. But we haven't heard that before from any of the candidates. Were you surprised by that?
I was very surprised by it, honestly. I mean, frankly, this entire election and everything around it has been shocking to me. I mean, like, I've been covering every election in some way. I wasn't really out on the trail because I was doing long-form radio in 92, but I've been covering every election since 92. You know, 24 years worth of elections, and I'm just quite shocked, frankly.
Yeah, and as you
say, the whole thing is shocking.
In covering the election, you've watched polls before. Could the polls be that wrong if she gets a big blowout margin? Because that's being said, too.
Well, actually, they were wrong in 2 weeks before the election in 1980 when it was Reagan versus President Carter. And they had Carter winning the election by 7, 8, 9 points. I can't remember. I don't have it in front of me. But obviously, Carter didn't win that election.
Yeah.
I think we don't know.
That's what I think, too. You agree with that. You, me, and Bob Ney, I think we're the ones saying the coin flip, that we really think it's a coin flick, flip of the coin, rather. How about the story about...
But quickly, I think what's going to happen is that people are going to go into that voting booth, they're going to vote for Trump, and they're going to come out and tell the poll watchers that they're voting for Hillary,
I think that, too. I agree. Hey, I agree, absolutely. Hey, last one, because I know you're there in the spin room, which is very cool that you're coming to us live from there. I hope everyone appreciates that. But how about the story about paying protesters? Because even Trump kind of mentioned that they're paying protesters. Not good, huh? We had the congresswoman's husband caught on tape.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is unbelievable. We'll see. I think it's going to be a bigger story,
true,
too.
But we'd have to, again, they've been known to edit tapes before,
yes,
like with the Planned Parenthood, so we got to figure that out.
I agree.
But if it's true, it's horrible.
I agree, absolutely. Ellen Ratner, thanks so much for joining us live from Nevada. Bye-bye.
You got it.
So how about that? You heard what Ellen said, and I mentioned that I think I agree with her 100%. And she said she's been covering elections for a long time. I think people will say they're not voting for Donald Trump, and that many of them will go in and they will vote for Trump, and you'd be surprised at what the results will be. I think it does come down to the wire. This is not on any side of this. It's just not a gimme. I just really believe that, and it's just, we were mentioning about the polls, and we've seen this before, but it's been a very long time. That's what I think, too. By the way, a pair of Democratic strategists backing Hillary Clinton's campaign for president, they're stepping down after a video surfaced that showed their staff plotting disruptions at Donald Trump rallies. Robert Kramer, the founder of Democracy Advocates and the husband of Democratic Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky of Illinois, said Tuesday that he was stepping back from his role after a conservative activist released a video appearing to show them plotting to disrupt his campaign events. And in the video, you can see that he and some other strategists are advising protesters to get captured on camera, causing a commotion. And so it looks like where there's smoke, there may be fire, and the video also shows Scott Fovell, the national field director for the Progressive American United for Change, explaining how anti-Trump protesters are paid. He also says mentally ill and homeless people were paid to disrupt rallies. Wow. And of course, there was that mention of it at the debate. That was one of the things that was said, and that's why Fovell said on video that her campaign paid the DNC, and the DNC pays Democracy Partners, and Democracy Partners pays the Fovell Group, and the Fovell Group, et cetera, and that's how it all rolls downhill. So pretty interesting, I think, that little nugget. But like Ellen said, you still have to vet out that story, but you do have things on tape that absolutely do not make any sense. And I believe the polls are showing different things across the board. We're going to talk more about that, let you hear some more of the debate next here on America Tonight.
What you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Iran should write us yet another letter saying thank you very much. Because Iran, as I said many years ago, Iran is taking over Iraq, something they've wanted to do forever, but we've made it so easy for them.
The Affordable Care Act extended the solvency of the Medicare Trust Fund. So if he repeals it, our Medicare problem gets worse.
All right, more slices of the debate, some of what was said. We'll go through this as we move along. So a lot of personal exchanges. There was the fiery exchanges and the final moments, the final debate between the two, and not an exchange. But there was also, I think, a great job done by Chris Wallace, and there were issues that were actually gotten in from Foreign Affairs to Supreme Court Justice to abortion, gun rights, all of that was mixed in this time around. So it was actually refreshing to hear a little bit more of a deep dive, if I can call it that, for this third debate. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and that's what we're talking about, the campaign trail, which has been fraught with potholes and pebbles and throwing stones and all of that in between. So, it's just interesting to see how this unfolded in meanings of what happened when they hit the stage, including the fact of how they dressed, no shaking of the hands in the beginning, no shaking of the hands at the end. The families didn't shake hands, so this is war. Which is perhaps why there is so much criticism over Trump's refusal to accept the election results, and it sparked a huge bipartisan debate, blasting the campaign or the presidential campaigns as rigged, and then now at the debate, asked whether he would accept it no matter the outcome, he said, I will tell you at the time, I will keep you in suspense. So you had a lot of politicians like Lindsey Graham, not a friend of Donald Trump, certainly, who has refused to back him, said that doing the party and country a great, he's doing it, the party and the country a great disservice by continuing to suggest the outcome of the election is out of his hands and rigged against him. If he loses, it will not be because the system is rigged, but because he failed as a candidate. Nancy Pelosi, on the Democratic side, House Democratic leader, said after the debate that just when you think you've seen it all from Donald Trump, he stoops to a new low with his contempt for the sanctity of our elections. Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid tweeted that Trump must immediately reverse course and say he'll accept the results. Well, he's not going to do that. Laura Ingraham said, longtime conservative talk host, he should have said he would accept the results of the election. There is no option unless we're in a recount again, which I agree, that's ridiculous. Steve Schmidt, a GOP strategist, said the answer was a disqualifying moment and represented a clear and present danger to our constitutional order. So plenty of Republicans are not on board with what Trump said. I would have to agree. Listen, this is what you do. He has to accept the results. That was a snarky comment that, yeah, he didn't need the snarky comment. And that was the whole idea. Why throw it out there? It doesn't make any sense because it gets to that whole bully in the playground thing. Bottom line is, it is a coin flip, my friends. I really believe that. So if you're going to go out and vote, go out and vote. If you do not go out and vote, then you kind of give up your right to whine, I think. It's so important to vote, especially in this election. Let me throw out the phone lines, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Immigration, a big issue. We're going to talk about that in just a second. That obviously was part of this debate as well. Tomas in Michigan, hello.
Can you hear me now?
I got you.
You know, throughout the whole debate, Hillary was talking to politicians. Her whole language was political inside the Beltway speak. You could see people's eyes just glazing over. And Trump, he wasn't talking to politicians. He was talking to people. That was the big thing in this debate. And when it comes to the polls, Kate, look how many people they talk to when they do a poll. It's never over 1,000 people.
No, you're right.
How many people vote? Over 100 million. So that's like one person in every 100,000. That's like if you go to the biggest football stadium in Texas, all right, and it's full of people, and you go and you pick one person and say, who do you think is going to win? That's what that is. You know,
yeah,
I know
agree.
In Michigan here, right, you got 100,000 people in Big House in Michigan. So the polls are there. No longer, they used to be there to reflect the opinion. Now they're there to redirect the opinion. These polls are just money-making. I tell you, before I was elected to a little Republican position here in Michigan, I never, ever got a call from a political poll. After I was elected, all the time. You know why? Okay, when they say our poll is only registered voters. You know why they say that? Because they know how the registered voters voted. So they know they needed to vote for some conservative cause. They'd call me. If they needed to, you know, vote for somebody else, then they called. It's just, now that is definitely rigged. And at the end, if you notice this whole the year of Trump, shall we say, anytime he gets an answer which is obvious that he has to answer one way, he'll answer the other way. This is because of experience. You know, in your business, experience is just huge. You know when to cut in.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, like 10 seconds into a call, whether it's going to be a good call.
Yes,
or, you know, you're going to have to, you know. And so it's almost like, I mean, carpenter, plumber, anything. Experience is like another person right there. So he knows. He says, okay, I'm supposed to answer this yes. But if I answer it no, and this he's been doing it all year, if I answer it no, it will be outrageous, and guess who owns the news cycle? And on this question, Kate, you know, they're going to ask him, how could you say that? And then he's going to bring the boom down on him, you see, and he's going to say, well, did you see the WikiLeaks video? Did you see these videos of these people paying homeless, mentally retarded people to cause fights in conventions? Did you see when they were stacking deck against Bernie Sanders? Did you see this? He is going to make so much political, firepower out of that question. If he had just said, yes, of course, boom, he would have lost that. It was like an ambush, an L-shaped ambush that the media just walked right into. Even the conservatives said, oh, my God, how could he answer that way? But, see, it depends what your experience is in. If your experience is in little decisions, you know, then you make your experience is good in little decisions. Trump has experience in big time decisions, and he felt it. Yeah, I remember when he said, when they asked him, do you ever ask for forgiveness from God? You know, of course he was going to say yes. He said no. Boom. He owned the whole news cycle that way, you know?
Yeah.
And he is going to own that. He's going to tear it up. That girl, Kellyanne, whatever her name is, or Ann Kelly.
Kellyanne Conway.
Oh, she is going to just jump all over that because they have so much video now of all these people stuffing ballots. Did you see that one where they
closed
her eyes?
I did.
She closed her eyes so she wouldn't get thrown in jail. That's going to help her, you know. So it's going to be an easy. Everybody thought he had to say yes. And you know what? A lot of people said they wanted him to say no. So that he would then say, hey, have you seen all the videos? But he didn't go either way. No one
go either way.
Strings. And this way, everybody's got to be talking about it. But realistically, that was the end of the debate, the whole debate. He was talking to the people. Clinton was talking to the politicians. And I'll tell you, this is my prediction. The white young male who voted for Bernie Sanders, who's a liberal, is going to vote in a protest vote. You watch. In a protest
for Donald
vote,
Trump. Yeah, vote. I think we're going to see a lot of that kind of thing, Tomas, thank you, happening in this election. That's why I say, Democrats, beware. Hang through. We come up next. More on odds and ends and more on that debate.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Tonight in our virtual green room, Mike Eaton. He's the CEO and founder of Hero Clean, and he joins us now in this edition of It's Your Business. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Doing well, doing well. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so Hero Clean, and I guess the gist of it is how men can be cleaning heroes. So explain that, because, of course, you know, a lot of alarm bells are going off right now as this leaves my lips. So tell us about the company and what that means.
So about 4 years ago, I found myself in the laundry detergent aisle and going down the aisle and opening up the bottles and smelling them all and buying the least offensive smelling one I could find. And it dawned on me. I was like, this is ridiculous. I don't use women's deodorant. I don't use women's shampoo. Why am I being forced to clean my clothes and my home with products that are essentially formulated and fragranced for women? And I thought, it's curious that there aren't any cleaning products lines for men. And so I started doing a little research on kind of what was going on with men in the country as well. And right now in the United States, 47% of the adult male population in this country is single. And it's growing at double-digit clips every decade.
Wow.
And so between that and the fact that 43% of all household chores are being done by men in married households, 42% of all groceries now being purchased by guys, just between 70 and 100 million guys walking into grocery stores and walking down the cleaning products aisle, and there's absolutely nothing there that speaks to them. them, that's formulated for them, that's created for them. And so as a single guy at the time, I was like, you know what? I want this. No one seemed willing to build it, and so I built it myself. So I created a cleaning products line for guys that really kind of is formulated and fragranced, et cetera, for the sensibilities of how guys clean and what they like, and the packaging's masculine, et cetera, et cetera. So I kind of basically just copied what everyone is doing down in the personal care aisle on deodorant and shampoo and all of that, and translated over in the cleaning products aisle. And that's kind of how Hero was born.
So when you first delved into this, and you had a background in this kind of thing as far as brand marketing and even sponsorships.
Correct.
In some cool arenas.
Yep.
So it was like it was a completely foreign concept to you. But is that what happens because you've worked with brands before? Like, wow, what a great idea, and it pops into your head as you realize.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. The last 10 years of my career, I was kind of looking at entertainment properties and sports properties and trying to figure out how to make more money off them, so to speak. You know, I'm just kind of wired trying to figure out, well, maybe there's a different way to do things. And so, I don't know, it just kind of dawned on me in the grocery store. And selfishly, it was kind of the Donna Karen little black dress kind of business model as well, is that nobody was willing to build it. And so I built it myself because I wanted it, you know, and I didn't like what I was using to clean my clothes. I didn't like the way they smelled. I didn't like the cleaning products I was using because they were my mom's cleaning products. So I wanted to build something for myself, and that's what I did.
Wow. And when you go out and you set out to build something for yourself, how does that process start? Because I think it's fascinating.
Yeah, it's not for the faint of heart. So I had some friends who launched a sun care line, and they hooked me up with their fragrance house. And in talking to them and having this discussion, I'm like, I need somebody to help me formulate these products. They introduced me to a chemist, and kind of one thing led to the other, and he helped me kind of put together the original formulation line and introduced me to some contract manufacturers that kind of helped us kind of get off the ground. And since then, one relationship has led to another relationship. And, you know, a couple years later, we're now working with the world's top ingredients companies, manufacturing companies, fragrance companies, et cetera. You know, and since we've seen some success in the market, we actually have some first-to-market technologies in our product because we have such an interesting story and an interesting demographic that we're going after. There's a little bit of a groundswell of interest at the very high levels of some of these major companies just because we're kind of a new shiny toy in the cleaning products business where there aren't a lot of shiny toys.
And what's been the reaction to men that you tell it to and you see this product start to spread? What's been the reaction?
So, you know, interestingly enough, 50-year-old plus men don't get it. They're like, I don't even understand. Like, why would I need this product? You know, blah, blah, blah. Anyone in their 20s and early 30s immediately gets it. They're like, oh, my God, why doesn't this exist? So it's a very kind of generational differentiated reaction. But the group that we're going after is that, you know, those kids that just got out of college, first home, first job, up through kind of their mid-30s is our sweet spot. And the reaction has been absolutely fantastic because they come from a generation where customization and stuff made for them and, you know, they can put their names on their Nikes and order them directly. And so repurposing products from a different era and a different target demographic is not as welcomed as it had been in previous generations. And so we're kind of hitting on something with these guys that they seem to be open to.
Of all the products that you design, what's your favorite?
The odor eliminating spray, by far. It's interesting. So we launched at Target a year ago and sold our first bottle at Target. And Target's obviously got a different demographic in their stores in that it's very female-oriented. But the one demographic that kind of we also know that if we're going to be a successful brand, we need to get women to buy this as well. There are no products out there right now that moms can spray on little Johnny's hockey equipment where everybody's going to be happy. So if little Johnny's hockey equipment doesn't smell well and she goes and smell good and she sprays Febreze on it, little Johnny's not going to be very happy. Our odor eliminating spray was purchased 60% by women in Target because it's the only spray in Target right now that doesn't smell like flowers. And so we're seeing an interesting kind of market grow in that there are odor issues out there that there aren't a lot of solutions that aren't floral based. And so we've seen a lot of success with that odor eliminating spray. The reason I love the product myself is it's so easy to use and it's kind of our delay mechanism. So if you have something that doesn't smell great and you just kind of want to freshen it up a little bit, whether it's hockey equipment, your tennis shoes, sheets, a t-shirt, just spray spray it with this stuff, it smells great. We've got technologies in our new odor eliminating spray. We've got a microbe in it. It's a probiotic microbe that starves bacteria. So the odor is really the bacteria. So it doesn't allow the bacteria to grow because it has nothing to feed off of, and then it prevents it from ever growing down the road. So there's some really cool, interesting technologies we have in these products that really kind of lead to how guys clean and, you know, the clean, delay, male cleaning regimen. This odor eliminating spray is that mechanism where you can continue to not clean and still have the appearance of cleanliness.
I love it. The appearance of cleanliness. So as somebody who knows how to market this kind of stuff, I mean, that's in your wheelhouse. I know that you can get it on Amazon. What made you decide on the packaging and how you were going to make it available to people?
So there's a couple things. Right now, our product line out in the marketplace, it's four different products. It's a laundry detergent, a dish and hand soap, an all-purpose cleaner, and the odor eliminating spray that we discussed. The product line was put together to mimic a male cleaning regimen of that clean, delay. This is the least number of products you would need to clean everything. And our products are multi-use. You can use them on everything, and they're not going to hurt anything. So, for example, you know, the major cleaning companies would love to have you buy 17 different spray cleaners to clean every little different surface. Like, you need one for wood and tile and marble, and it's all the same stuff, basically. And so our all-purpose cleaner you can use on every surface. Our dish and hand soap, it's great on hands, it's great on dishes, it's good grease cutter if you need to make soapy water to wash your car, mop your floor. It's all very flexible. We spent a lot of time trying to figure out, all right, how can we make this guy easy, simplify this whole process if guys don't clean a lot and they're kind of confused with those myriad of products down there. From a packaging standpoint, we wanted to make sure that it felt very male. So we have a new branding and packaging look that's launching actually next week. And the products that are out in the marketplace right now are very kind of modeled after automotive-looking products. And we had a lot of reaction from the retailers that it looks a little too automotive. And so our new packaging is going to be dark. It's going to be very much like Axe and Nivea for men and Dove for men, Plus Care for men. So we have like gunmetal gray bottles, and the labels are black with carbon fiber texture in it. And so we went super aggressive. So when somebody walks down the cleaning products aisle, they look at our brand, they're going to know it's for guys because it looks so different than anything else in that aisle. And we're really just trying to make that connection to say, you know, hey, listen, if you walk down the personal care aisle, you kind of get a sense that everything's going dark and manly and all that with the men's personal care products. We're just recreating that in the cleaning products aisle.
I love it. And, you know, you're a kid who grew up this way, right? Your father worked for Procter & Gamble for like four decades?
He was a career Procter & Gamble guy, for sure. Yeah, he's been retired for 18, 19 years, and kind of the running joke in the family is, Dad, I'm trying to ruin your retirement. For some reason, he doesn't feel threatened at the moment, but hopefully we can change that.
He's not threatened. I love it. Here's another thing I want to make sure that I tell everyone.
Yeah.
So for hero-clean.com is where you go, but also a portion of what you make goes to veterans. Tell me about that part.
Yeah, so we wanted to be a company that, you know, obviously creates great products. We're trying to create a new category in the cleaning products aisle, but we also want to give back. And when the brand started evolving in the hero name and the star, it just screamed military. And so back when I was putting this all together, a friend of a friend was starting a charity called the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. There's a guy named Paul Rykoff, and he's ex-military, ex-Wall Street, fireball. I mean, super, you know, he's the Energizer Bunny. And he created this charity that really focuses on a lot of PTSD issues. They're very involved in a lot of the government regulations as far as the VA hospitals, and he's one of those guys who's sitting in senator and house member offices all the time. And he was just getting off the ground when we were getting off the ground. We sat down, we met, and we have very similar views of our respective worlds as far as disruption, and there's a different way to do this and all of that, and it just kind of clicked. And so we've been partnered with them. We give 7% of our net sales to them, and we bring them to our retailer meetings. So, for example, Paul and I are actually going up and sitting down with the senior management of Target in a few weeks to come up with new ways that they can help veterans that work at Target and their guests that are also vets. So we want to be one of those companies that doesn't just write a check. We want them to be a part of the fabric of our company. And so we're doing that on a daily basis, trying to figure out new and better ways for our brand to also help them try to make it a successful run for us.
I love it. Check it out. Mike Eaton, CEO and founder of Hero Clean. Mike, thanks.
Thanks so much for having me.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
To head to what I call one of my favorite segments in the show. It's when I get to hear from you through the miracle of what I call the internet. Of course, that's how you're getting to me, by going to americatonight.net, clicking on contact, and then letting your thoughts fly. So let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Tristan says, Kate, I was wondering what you thought of the game the other night, the Denver Broncos blowing out the Houston Texans 27-0. Their former quarterback got shellacked. What I thought was, oh boy, I would hate to be Brock Osweiler, who is the quarterback, for people who don't know. He's the quarterback of the Houston Texans. He was supposed to take Peyton Manning's place, but then he was offered millions of dollars to jump ship and go to Houston. And boy, oh boy, he looked terrible. And what's being said in Denver is, of course, he was in our system. He was thriving in our system. And now he is in a different arena with different people, and that makes a difference. Even John Elway, the former great, of course, in management now with the Broncos, but the former great Bronco quarterback, said that, yeah, he got more money in Houston, but what changed was the culture of how they run their playbook, and we saw it on display, and we knew exactly what was going to happen. But, you know, it was a blowout game, like 27-0. And I'm sure he hated that, coming back to Denver and then being just mortified. I'm putting a donut on the board when you have no, you know, when you get nothing, you get a big zero, that is not good. And there were a lot of people booing him because, of course, he left, and so they that's what happened. So they were booing him. There was kind of a side story there, too, that there was a fan that fell like up to maybe 50 feet at Sports Authority Field at Mile High after that game on Monday night, was transported to the hospital. Don't know much more about that, but boy, that is scary. When, you know, people brush against each other, I don't know how it happened, or it's too crowded, or they just get wobbly and fall over. But we've seen a few sad cases of that in the past, and that's awful when they were clearing out. All right, so let's move on to another one. This one is from Daniel, who says, "Hello, Kate. I know you're obviously on and off the campaign trail. I appreciate all the people that you have on the show who comment, the people from Washington like Justin or Ellen or even that former congressman. And I have to tell you that I am so glad that this election season is almost over. I think it's so important, but it's unfortunately so sad because I don't think Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton were the people that anybody wanted. And here we go. We're trying to pick who is the worst of the worst. And I think that's awful because there had to be better people that could have run for president on both sides of this or people that ran as independents." Well, you're just singing the tune that, yeah, that everybody's saying that the choices aren't great. The choices aren't there because where are the people that we really think are awesome and could make a difference and we really want to back them, and the people who don't want to back them are just a small number. But Donald Trump thrived because people are tired of the same old thing, the same old political logjam, the same old excuses. That's why you got the Trump situation. And Hillary Clinton is establishment, so she didn't get it in 2008 because Barack Obama came along, so then that just became the process where now she's going to be running again, and we're backing her. And then you had Bernie Sanders, who was the thorn in the middle of that, and quickly he was shut down at the tail end when you got through primary season and you got to the conventions. That was going to be it for Bernie Sanders. So that's how you ended up with, that's how we ended up with what we ended up with as far as choices. Okay, here's another one. This one is from Hal. And Hal says, "Kate, have you been following the Donald Trump casino kerfluffle, all the records that show that he screwed up with his investments in Atlantic City? He owes people tons of money. It's just a giant black hole, and you've got a horrible situation in Atlantic City where contractors and others are owed money, and of course they're never going to get paid that money. So I don't think this guy has great business acumen." Now a lot of people are talking about Atlantic City. Since I grew up not too far from Atlantic City, I saw what happened in Atlantic City. Donald Trump has made a lot of money in Atlantic City and, of course, in the casino business. And what happens is you have the New Jersey Casino Control Commission, and they have to make the decision over licenses, and they're the ones that do the review. And what they're saying now is a review showed that Trump's casinos broke rules, should have been found for violations, and there was inconsistencies, and there was a lot of battle with regulators, and there were millions of dollars in fines, and there were last-ditch efforts to save the casinos and whatnot. But here's the bottom line. If you're the New Jersey commissioner, you're tracking it, then it's up to them. If people are breaking rules and they're not paying, then that's what they have to do. They have to go hard and heavy after whoever the person is, but the New Jersey rulings on the casino violations didn't implicate Trump personally. So the campaign isn't going to respond to any kind of request for comments over specific questions on the casino if he wasn't nailed for that, if there was the way around that. Of course, it's fair game to talk about it, but if there's nothing that's there that's prosecutable, then that's what I'm saying. You have a commissioner. You have a casino control commission, and it's up to them to straighten it out. And that's where that lies. You can have all the accusations in the world, but you've got to have the evidence, right? Where's the evidence, and why didn't they do something about it then, or find it, or whatnot? But everything in Atlantic City to me is murky, and what they've done to that town, the neighboring town's different story, but Atlantic City, wow. I'll tell you, sad to go there. And, of course, some people think, well, Las Vegas killed Atlantic City because who wants to go and gamble in Atlantic City in New Jersey? Who's flying to New Jersey to do that when you can go to Vegas, which is much more glamorous? Let's move on to Todd. Todd says, are you following the markets? It's been kind of rock and roll. One day up, one day down. Do you think the elections will have an impact on the market? I do think the elections always have an impact on the market, especially if you're talking about companies and companies coming back and trades and business. When you hit on business themes, yes, especially if it's not favorable to the companies and shareholders get nervous, or we see a sell-off, that's what you call it, a sell-off of the stock. Well, that's what happens. People do that. They sell it off. And I mention this all the time. We've had lots of financial people that have come for stretches on this show that have joined us weekly or monthly. And the common theme is you can make money on Wall Street, absolutely, but you're at the craps table. And when you stand at the craps table, that's the whole idea. You can crap out, and you don't know. The more money you have to invest, and the more knowledge you have, and the more you follow what's happening, it still doesn't mean that you're going to be the smartest cookie and make all the money. But there is no guarantee. There is no 100% return. It would be great if there was, right? Then we would scrape pennies together even if we had to. There's no guarantee on what money you put in. It's just like 401(k)s tied to the market. There is no 100%. So, I mean, that's your bottom line. You are standing at the craps table when you're gambling. You're gambling with money when you're investing in the market. Now, using the right strategies, I'm not anti-market, can be great. But there still isn't 100% guarantee. So, yes, any kind of negative news can rock the market. So something happens and it can go down, and it might have a long time before it comes up. Like 9/11, you saw that happen to airline stocks, plummeted. So where American Airlines was three times, four times more to have a share of it, it just went through the toilet. But then what happens is it builds itself up, and so people who couldn't afford to really invest very much were able to invest a little bit. That's just my take on the market. I'm not a financial advisor, let's put it that way. All right, thanks for all those emails. Keep them coming. AmericaTonight.net.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.